With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat. And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
Are you looking for community, connection, and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-audition 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All experience levels are welcome. You can connect with the choir at linktree.com/spectrumvoices. We look forward to singing with you.
Have you ever felt like you are walking on eggshells in your relationship? Have you ever felt like you are being overshadowed by your partner and pushed off to the side? Or do you know anyone who has experienced this? These feelings are more common than you think. Women Aware is a Montreal-based organization looking to support anyone in a toxic relationship. If you have any questions about your relationship, call us at 514-489-1110.
We'll listen to your vent and we could talk through what's going on in your relationship. Walking on eggshells can look like keeping silent to keep the peace, worrying about your partner's reactions, constant stress around your partner, an emotional roller coaster, or emotional fatigue. These are all things you should be talking about with well-informed, supportive people who have your back. And that's what we do at Women Aware. We always prioritize your safety, and we can also direct you to resources.
Once again, that number is 514-489-1110.
We also offer group sessions and one-on-one peer support. Women Aware. By survivors, for survivors.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You are listening to 101.9 CFRC. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. It's 11 a.m., and we know what that means. It's time for Revelation Radio with your host, Maddie. I did assume that you guys knew what 11 a.m. would mean, but I'm now realizing that this is the first airing of the episode. So welcome, everybody. Next week, when it's 11 a.m., you guys will know when I ask this question. You guys are going to be like, yes, it's time for Revelation Radio. And you're going to be so hyped. This is going to be so good. Let's get into it. Okay. Our theme for today is modern woman. Modern woman, modern woman. I am highlighting the more modern recent women in the alternative scene. Okay. And keeping on theme again with Maddie's thoughts as she's going to be speaking into this microphone, I'm thinking of the identity of being a woman and how that can intersect with so many different identities that shape how one is perceived by and how one can interact with the world. And so obviously the experience of being a woman is going to be so varied and different for everybody, but there's one overarching thing that I want to highlight that I think I see in every woman. I see a persona of depth, I see resilience, and I see the ability to break barriers, girl. So we're going to highlight that. This ability to break onto the scene, women breaking onto the alternative scene. First, we're going to start off our section with some female-fronted rock bands. So number one, the first song I'm going to hit you guys with today is Strange by The Sewing Club. Now, this is a bedroom rock band from Nashville, and Hannah, the lead singer, is known for her deep, articulate lyrics, and she has actually said her mother, an English teacher, has inspired her ability to right in this beautiful way. So shout out the mothers of the world, if there's any mothers listening. This is a shout out for you specifically. This is great. Okay, and then after that, we're going to be listening to Anchor Chairs by Miss May. This is a garage band out of Brantford, Ontario. So fairly close by, fairly local. If you want to visit Brantford, it's a few hours in your car. You can do it, girl. And then after that, we've got Sadie by Lady Heroine. This is a rock band out of Orlando, Florida. It's got like a melodic but loud sound, which I've really been digging lately, so I'm excited for you guys to hear that one. So without further ado, let's get us started with Strange by The Sewing Club.
Take a picture.
you were just listening to Sadie by Lady Heroine. Before that, we were playing Anchored Chairs by Miss May. And before that, we were listening to Strange by The Sewing Club. You are listening to 101.9 CFRC. And you're listening to specifically this segment hosted by Maddie, me. Okay, this is Revelation Radio. Welcome, welcome. Our theme for today is Modern Woman. We have been speaking about what it is to be a woman, women on the alternative scene. We're just listening to some female-fronted rock bands. So now we're gonna move a little bit more into more of a punk sound. All right, but before we get into that, I'm gonna do an exercise with you guys. I want everybody to repeat after me. In this one here, everybody say, thank you, women. That pause there was for you to say thank you, women. If you did not do that, we will work on our gratitude practice. Okay, we'll do that for next time. All right, moving on. I am going to be playing, firstly, Then Maybe Then by Wine Problem. Now, this is an alternative band out of London, Ontario. They started off as kind of a riot girl sound, but they said they felt a little bit confined by that. So now I'm just going to call them just punk girls. They're just punk girls, and we're going to listen to them. I actually got to attend their show a couple summers ago. Or maybe it wasn't a couple summers ago. I think this was actually this year. What even is time? It was probably this year. And they had insane energy, both on and off the stage. They're that type of band, which I love, is that they kind of knock around with the crowd, like before and after their set, which is an honestly amazing vibe. We love to see it. After that, we're going to be playing Holly's Song by Shrewd. This is a punk band from Toronto. And one thing I would like to say is that I love the vocals on this one. We love the vocals, okay? After that, we're going to be playing That Sedative by Bad Waitress, which is a punk rock band out of Toronto. They're super energetic. I did see them at a show in a parking lot a while back, and I do think at that show was the moment I'm pretty sure I got tinnitus. After that, I hear a lot of ringing in my ears constantly. I'm not self-diagnosing, but I am low-key. And you know what? Shout out them, because a girl can give you tinnitus, that means a girl is absolutely killing it, is what I'm saying. All right, so without further ado, we are going to get into Then Maybe Then by Wine Problem.
box poured from your eyes. Walls weren't just targets for trebuchets, and children weren't willing to die. We'll be right back.
were just listening to That Sedative by Bad Waitress. We were also listening to Holly's Song by Shrewd and Then Maybe Then by Wine Problem. You are tuned in to 101.9 CFRC. We are in the hour that is Revelation Radio, hosted by your host, me. My name is Maddie. Hello, welcome. If you are just tuning in, our theme for today is Modern Woman, and we have been slowly increasing the energy of women on the modern alternative scene. So, with getting with higher energy, we are going to get into the sound of the girls are starting a band. The girls are starting a band and they are excited about it. Okay, so this is breaking on to the scene as a woman. We are first going to listen to Where My Girl's At by No Bro. Now, this is a garage punk band out of Montreal. I've actually seen them quite a few times live. First time was years ago at the Mansion. And then most recently, I saw them at a random beer fest in Hamilton, really along, if you know where the polluted water is, it was right next to that. So absolutely Gorgina. All right. After that, we've got Simon Says by Wise Guys. So I'm going to read a quick bio for Wise Guys because what they said was pretty interesting. Wise Guys are a four-piece band who come together to fight the patriarchal capitalist machine that ruins our lives with heavy riffs and a punk rock attitude. They identify as feminist, anti-capitalist, and as a punk band. This group is out of Toronto, and I would like to say this bio that I just randomly found on the internet, I think it was fantastic. I really like the message that they're pushing there. I think that's great work there, Wise Guys. And after that, we're going to be listening to Fascist by Pleasure Venom. This is an experimental punk band out of Austin, Texas. And with the title name like Fascist, I feel like this is a very relevant song to be playing on the air right now. So I hope you guys enjoy. We are going to be starting you guys off with Where My Girl's At by No Bro. Whoa.
When I was a little girl, my dad bought me a guitar, and then I learned the world wouldn't let me get that far.
It's hard to get a play as long as you won't get too good. Stay in your place, your feet on the ground, the way the girls should. Girls, sit down. Simon says, don't be too loud. Simon says, girls in the crowd, play the game, or else you're out. I plugged it in, I swung the way down in the basement. My dad would cheer me off the stairway as I went. Set to the suit and found out it's a goddamn boys club. Trip the day I play on stage, I'm at the pub, yeah. Simon says, girl, sit down. Simon says, I'll be too loud. Simon says, girls in the crowd, play the game, or else you're out.
Keep it.
that was Pleasure Venom with Fascist. And before that, we were listening to Simon Says by Wise Guys and Where My Girls At by No Bro. You are listening to 101.9 CFRC on the segment Revelation Radio with your host, me, Maddie. Hello. Our theme for today has been Modern Woman. Okay, so we're going to keep continuing rolling on with that one. Our next section is going to hit the vibe of female rage. So these sounds coming at you, it's going to be female voices cutting through a gorgeous soundscape. So I'm going to start you guys off with one by Metallica by I Hate Sex. This is a screamo band out of Edmonton, Alberta. After that, it's going to be Bloodline by Ladder. This is a noise rock and post-hardcore band out of Chicago. And finally, it'll be Inferno by Love Letter. This is a rock and early goth influence group based out of New Jersey. So without much yapping, without much further ado, I'm going to get you guys started on one by Metallica by I Hate Sex.
Oh,
You were just listening to Inferno by Love Letter. Before that, we were playing Bloodline by Ladder and One by Metallica by I Hate Sex. I've got a few more songs on the lineup for you guys today. You guys are tuned in to 101.9 CFRC, listening to Revelation Radio. Our topic today is Modern Woman, and next up on the lineup is more women. Of course, we're tying into the theme here. So first we've got Punishers by Die Spitz. Now Die Spitz has been described as a mayhem inciting cohort from Austin. This song that we're going to be playing today is off their recently dropped album in September called Something to Consume. I would suggest giving that album a listen through. It is quite a good album. I do recommend if you are an album listen through enjoyer out there. After that, we're going to be playing Love Lost Applesauce by Backseat Dragon. And following that, we're going to be playing Venus Flytrap by Rodeo Boys.
I'm not afraid to die. Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simar Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
Hello, I'm Sheila Rogers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca, Campus and Community Radio.